Introduction. Hi, Rob Dirks here. Welcome to Listen to the Signal, Short Stories, Volume 1. The following 16 stories were originally published on the Listen to the Signal podcast, but are now available only in this audiobook. I started the podcast in 2016 thinking, what the heck? Writing some short stories will keep me fresh, let me try things I might not otherwise, act as a sort of sketchbook for my story ideas. Well, 2 years later, I had no idea how proud I would be of this body of work, and how genuinely psyched I am to be sharing these stories with you in this format. I probably shouldn't pump up the hype too much and let you decide on your own, but man, going through these again for production, I felt like a proud papa, gathering up all my little babies, or like I was collecting a bag of gems. Wow, I just wrote bag of gems in all seriousness, like it's a totally everyday phrase. Like I might find myself out on horseback in some medieval European country and have the need to reach into my little leather sack for a gem to purchase an entire village. Anyway, it feels like a bag of gems to me, and I hope it does for you too. A couple of notes. One, for some of the stories, I've included a little introduction about what inspired me to write it or what article I found as reference, and in a couple of cases where I don't want to give anything away up front, I've included this as a little coda at the end. For others, if I said anything at all, I'd be letting the cat out of the bag. 2. How to read these stories. I wasn't going to recommend anything like this to you, like, God, it's your audiobook, please, do whatever you want. But then this memory of a recommendation popped into my head. My wife and I and a couple of friends are out at a restaurant years ago, pretty fancy, actually, and I ordered the lamb. So the lamb comes out, and next to it on the plate is a mini coffee mug, with a handle and everything, with a clearish-brownish liquid in it. No spout or anything, so it clearly isn't meant to be poured, right? Anyway, the waiter comes over and I'm like, what's this? And he says, au jus, as if that explained what I was supposed to do. Then he leans in and smiles and whispers, take a bite of the lamb, then take a sip of the au jus. So I'm like, no fucking way is that happening. But eventually I relent and look like a fool, alternating bites of meat with embarrassing sips out of a mini coffee mug. But you know what? It was absolutely delicious, and I was glad I took his recommendation. So anyway, you should read these stories however you want, binge them all in one sitting, whatever, it's all good. But I recommend listening to them between sessions of other audiobooks you're reading, or if you've got an extra 15 minutes on your commute, or at the end of your lunch hour, or if you want something to listen to while you do the laundry. That way they'll have time to marinate in your brain, like some lamb au jus from a mini coffee mug. Or like an old episode of Twilight Zone might, giving you a thing or two to ponder. 3. And one last note. This book doesn't end with the last story. After you finish, go on over to listentothesignal.com or iTunes and catch new stories as I release them. In fact, by the time you're listening to this, there might be something there waiting for you. Enjoy.